Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Now, this is the way you get the governor to respond here in Colorado. You just tell the governor that, hey, we've been reaching out to you. We've been trying to get an answer. But if you're not going to answer, we're just going to open up.
Oh, who was that?
Elbert County.
Yep.
Oh, Elbert County.
Elbert County.
I always
is,
hear them like when there's a severe thunderstorm.
Yeah, they're just east of Castle Rock.
Okay.
So Elizabeth, I think Franktown.
Kiowa.
Yeah.
Is that
Nawa? Yep. Kiowa.
How do you say it? Kiowa.
Yep.
Is it Kiowa?
Yeah, I think so.
I always thought, yeah.
Anyway, they are going to allow their students to graduate.
So at this point, they're going to move forward without the state's permission. In a press release that was out yesterday, the county commissioner said they asked for a variance back on May 4th from the state that would allow gatherings to allow the county to get around the ban of gatherings of 10 people or more. They followed up on May 12th and are still waiting for a response. So yesterday, the county announced they will allow those gatherings. Main focus will be high school graduations and church services. Their plan limits graduation to 50 people in hopes of mitigating any spread of the coronavirus.
So they asked Governor Big Baby. They said, hey, buddy, hey, can we move forward here? And they never got a reply.
So they're just doing it.
That's how you get. I guarantee you they'll get a reply today.
I love that small town feel, though. It's only 50 people. So, yeah. You know, they probably have, 50 graduates.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think in their county, they've had like 50 cases total.
Oh, okay.
It's so spread out.
But that's probably everybody in the county, too.
I wonder if everybody will go. It'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, that's the thing. I keep going through these waves, and I think I'm like a lot of people where you go through these waves of, okay, let's open up. But then you read the story of that. I posted it yesterday. The Nick Corderos. He is the Broadway star that had the COVID. He's 41 years old. Great health. Never had a pre-existing condition. And he has been on a ventilator for, I don't know, a couple months now. They eased him off of the meds where he could wake up. He woke up for a little bit, but then I guess yesterday she posted that he had taken a turn for the worst, and now that he has holes in his lungs.
Yeah.
Wow. He had to have his leg amputated because of blood clots. I mean, you go through these waves, you know, because then that smacks you right in the face. Like, this stuff is real.
Yeah.
This is a healthy 41-year-old man.
And it's just, it's baffling. It's a mystery to why it affects certain people a certain way and others not so much.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. I think a lot of us go through that wave where we're like, let's go! You know, like, I want to be in Texas. I want chips and salsa. But then that poor woman, she comes on, they have a brand new baby, and she comes on and she's like, you know, we thought he was doing so well. And then you're like, wow, this is a 41-year-old healthy male.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it scares the crap out of you.
Yeah.
That's what it does.
Yeah. So we'll see who all participates. But then again, you may get something from the governor's office today that says, no, you can't do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like I said, they're probably now going to get a reply now that they're in the news.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Somebody said I grew up there and my graduating class was 14 people.
How many people were in yours?
In my graduating from high school?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Probably 40?
We had 62.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very small.
And then my eighth grade graduating class was 12.
Yeah.
Wow.
son's eighth grade graduating class is 1,500.
Yeah. I went to, obviously, my older kids. I went to their graduations, Chatfield High School. Mm-hmm. They do it at Red Rocks. I think it was like 1,200. It's way up there.
By the way, I'm very proud. My son was voted most likely to succeed.
He was?
Really?
Yes. Isn't that good? Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I never got voted that.
You didn't?
No. 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 Did you get voted that?
I got
voted. Every school does.
I got voted class clown.
Carson, were you ever voted in high school something?
Yeah, but then label? My dreams were crushed. Most likely to be a professional hockey player. That never happened.
They had that vote?
Yeah, it was a weird one.
What?
Yeah,
they had a hockey player vote?
I think they made it just for me, just because I was so big into hockey. I don't know. They like threw me a bone.
Nobody
they couldn't
had
vote.
A hockey category.
No, they threw
like
me a bone.
I feel like he just
on
made
that one
up.
Hey, Spadil, your senior year. Ooh,
oh.
No.
Yeah, I was voted off the island.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry I came to you.
Yeah, that's
Spadil
right.
Dropped out. Oh, he was a dropout.
He was most likely to smoke pot.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.